All right, welcome back to Sacpase California Live. And as promised, we have with us the guest of honor, actress, creative director, co-founder of All In, Mylisha Morgan Rami. Morgan, welcome to the show, Sacpase.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, thank you. That was such so wonderful.
Welcome. Well, now the show can truly begin now that you are online with us. Well, Morgan, we always start the interview with a very simple question because, you know, we have a global audience and people come from all over with different experiences. And so in your own words, because we've already done the canned bio, but in your own words, who is Morgan Rami?
Oh my goodness. Morgan Rami, I am a creative, a human, just trying to connect, you know, with other individuals and just make the world. It's very, you know, up there ideal, but just trying to be very hopeful and make the world more connected and a better place. But yeah, just trying to be optimistic as possible.
And the vehicle you chose to do that is art. So tell us a little bit about, just a background. How did that come about, you know, growing up and then deciding that art and entertainment was the field and the domain you wanted to pursue?
So my whole family's in the arts in one way or another. And one of my brothers, he is also an actor. He put me in this play when I was young. And it was very short, last minute. One of his actors completely went missing. And he's just like, we need the space to fill. And it was a middle school play. Mm-hmm. And I made a laugh, and I got hooked on it. And following that, my mother put me in a charter school, thankfully, an arts charter school, Natomas Charter. And then from there, I went to study at California Institute of the Arts. Mm-hmm. And the bug just caught. And from then I attended this wonderful artist conference at Juilliard called Artists Striving to End Poverty. And it was a conference geared towards how do we use art to activate in our community and create change. And that really resonated with me.
Yep.
So from then, I connected with another individual from that same conference, and we created All In.
Yeah.
And All In is a way that I found very useful to activate my own artist community and give other people platforms to express their art and also to get paid and also to connect with the nonprofit, because art we never do alone. Mm-hmm. It's always political. So, you know, we obviously want to create change. So each event that we do, we pair up with the nonprofit. And so we have an event actually coming up August 17th, and we're pairing up with the Young Center for Immigrant Children Rights, which is amazing. It's going to be in Koreatown, so I'm very excited.
Okay. So truly, All In is really about artivist, right? Impacted the community through art.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So then you said there's an event happening on the 17th, and usually what's the process? Is that there's a website? How do people find information or help out when if they want to be involved?
Right now, it's been amazing. It's mainly been word of mouth. We just ask to be connected. We get our word out. Well, we do have an Instagram and we do have a Facebook site that people contact us through, which is All In Los Angeles. But it's been beautiful. And I think that is a way that we've been able to authentically create connections and growth, is that we get some artists involved and they bring their friends who are also artists or just in the community wanting to help out. And they're just like, this is awesome. How can I be a part of the next event? Do you guys need help, donations? Or do you guys, you know, want PR? It's been, like, really amazing to be connected to everyone like that.
Awesome, awesome. So you have co-founder of All In. Let's go to now quickly to your art, to as an actress, your actress career. And tell us, even though you came from a artistic family where art was pushed and encouraged, What were some of the challenges that you faced? Because everybody wants to know, I want to be in Hollywood. So what's that look like behind the scenes? Right?
Even though my family is full of artists, my mom is a nurse, and she was very much about, what are we going to do after art school? She's like, you're going to go to law school or you're going to be a doctor? I told her that I would apply for law school after college and broke the news to her on graduation night. the hope's still out there. But I would say that some of the challenges is that for most artists, and anyone in the entertainment industry, that it's not a race, it's a marathon. So you have to be very realistic on things that you can do that sustains you. Mm-hmm. Because along with being in the entertainment industry, there is a lot of, quick validation that people may want to seek out. And for some people, maybe they're lucky enough to have that. And for other people, it may take longer. Everyone has their own journey. So that has been my main mantra. It is, what can I do with the tools that I have now? Mm-hmm. And how can I use those tools to their maximum potential?
Okay. So what's on the horizon for you as an actress? Like, what does your day-to-day look like for that?
Oh, my day-to-day?
Yeah.
I tend to think of myself as more of a creator, mm-hmm. Than an actress. An actress is one of those tools within creation that I can access. So, each day I like as I've done in my practice, I thought, what is one thing I can do today that pushes me towards the goal that I have? So, as an actress, it's constantly trying to collaborate with different artists. In this next event on August 17th, I'm actually performing in it, mm-hmm. and I'm collaborating with another artist who wrote a one-woman 10-minute piece about the hypersexualization of the Black female body and the Black female roles within our society. So that is my next acting project.
Okay.
And until then, take it day by day and see what screen I end up on.
Right. Until then, you're just a minor creative director, right? Where you're doing creative directing and you're the AD for Haiti. So the play,
yes,
at the Will Gear. So tell us a little bit about that genesis and the experience on that.
Yes. Well, I got connected with Alan, who is the director for Haiti, and I got brought on, and it's been a wonderful experience with my tools in kind of creating this sort of specific artisan vendor experience that I've been able to produce with them for the Haiti pre-show, mm-hmm. and just talking with the actors. And helping with that process is I've really learned a lot, and it's really been amazing.
So for those that don't know, I mean, we talked about it, but what is Haiti, the play, and what can they expect if they go see that, or when they go see that, because it's running until September 29th. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, Haiti, the play, is a melodrama involving the Haitian Revolution. It's very much about finding your identity with the main character, Odette, that everything seems to evolve around, where she finds out, I won't spoil it, actually. She finds out something very, very pivotal.
Right.
It's been, and also I think the play is very important, just because I think also in inviting more Black art into big theaters is just like supporting Black movies. And I feel like sometimes that could be lost. And we have to support our Black movies as well as we support, Black theater. Mm-hmm. And these actors have done amazing. What else? I feel like I missed the part two question.
No, the play, where is it playing at? Why can they get information? Because we have a long run and through September, basically the end of September. So we want as many people that can to go out and see it.
Yes. Well, it's playing in Topanga Canyon at Theatricum Botanicum, and it is running through the end of September. You can get your tickets at theatricum.com/Haiti. And we actually have a $10 discount for any Haitian or Caribbean individuals, where you can go on the site and you can enter the discount code Haiti 1802, and you'll get the discounted $10 ticket.
All right, there you go. Y'all always asking for discounts. You just got it. You heard it. 1802. Get your discounts. We saw it on opening night, and it's definitely a fresh take on the Haitian Revolution and just some background and the story being a melodrama. It definitely provides for an entertaining backdrop to a very important point in history for what happened during the Haitian Revolution. So encourage all of you guys to go out, catch it when you can before it ends on its run. But Morgan, before I let you go, you know, so far in your career, I would count it as having many successes at being a creative and continuing to explore that creative continuum.
Oh,
so
thank you.
What do you think is next for you to establish your next creative endeavor?
Oh my gosh, that is a very, very good question. Well, the end goal is to be able to travel the world and, teach art to communities that, aren't accessible and have that own organization for me to do. So I think I'm using All In as a vehicle for me to do that. So I think that the next path for me is to expand and partner up with as many communities as possible with All In and just continue the growth in LA and eventually expand. And through that, I'll be able to connect and with other artists and also perform myself, which is a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we at Sacrifice California, we support positivity, and what you're doing is absolutely one of the main tenets of what we support. You know, we believe entertainment is one is easily achieved through for education purposes. So where we aim to entertain and educate, and so I think with creativity and art, that is one of the easiest vehicles to continue to educate and inform people through the art field. And you're doing that beautifully with multiple projects you're working on. And so now that you are part of the family, let the audience know, how can they keep track of you, stalk you, find out what you're working on, support you, really, mainly. So what's
goodness. Yes. Well, you can follow me on my Instagram. The handle is Strange Motivations. My website is mraimy.com. You can also follow All In Los Angeles on our Instagram handle, All In Los Angeles.
All right. Well, Morgan, now you know you're part of the family. Whenever you have anything you want to share with our global audience, you're welcome back anytime.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
No problem. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and